Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. I want to thank everyone who emailed me after our show last week with your comments. I'm so glad you found the show entertaining and informative. For those of you who missed it, last week's guest was Trek Mount Pleasant owner Ben Gruber, who gave us lots of information about we, boomers, how we can stay in shape cycling. If you missed the show, remember you can find it archived on letstalkboomers.com. Well, this is time now for our events in less than five. It's a segment talking about Lowcountry events boomers need to know, and we're going to talk about it in less than 5 minutes. So here we go, listeners. As boomers, it's never too soon to think about ways we can age in place. A great way to get information for ourselves or our loved ones is the annual South Carolina Aging in Place event, The Gifts of Aging. This will be Tuesday, October 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. when a celebration and recognition of individuals in our community is going to happen at the Gifts of Aging Awards, and it will be at Charlestown Landing in the beautiful Founders Hall building. There will be guest speakers, hors d'oeuvres, and wine, and it's free. Reservations are required, though, so just call 402-CARE, that's the Roper St. Francis Healthline, or visit www.scaipc.org. And be prepared to be scared at the ever-popular Boone Hall Fright Night at Boone Hall Plantation, 17 North in Mount Pleasant. Celebrate Halloween with a creepy night of fright. Come experience a Wicked Woods, Hayride, the Frightmare Factory, Zombie Town, and Twisted Terror in 3D. You're never too old for something like this, boomers. I promise it will be fun. And check out the website, BooneHallFrightNights.com. It is scary. And you can purchase your tickets as well at the website, if you dare. And for us music lovers, the Charleston Jazz Orchestra will be performing Swing Electric on Saturday, October 25th, so a week from today, at the Charleston Music Hall on John Street in Charleston. This performance will celebrate the swing era and will be conducted in two sets. The first set begins at 5 o'clock, and the second set begins at 8. The Charleston Jazz Orchestra is a 20-piece big band made up of many of the finest musicians right here in the Lowcountry. It is a wonderful night of music. I've gone several times with my family. It's truly an entertaining evening. Tickets begin at only $25, and more information can be found at charlestonjazz.com. And to hear live local music in a beautiful outdoor setting of oaks and pine trees, check out the ever-popular Awandaw Green Barn Jam behind the Seawee Outpost General Store this Wednesday, actually every Wednesday, beginning at 6 p.m. till 10. Admission is only $5, and food trucks are available. It is a BYOB event and very family-friendly event with even tree swings for the youngsters. Or us boomers as well. So pack up your portable chairs and coolers. Visit awandawgreen.com for more information. And when we return from our break, we're going to hear from longtime dentist Eddie White, a boomer who is the creator and driving force for the immensely popular and very successful Awandaw Green. You are listening to Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. As I mentioned before the break, today's guest is longtime local dentist Dr. Eddie White, who has been described as a band dad gone wild, as he is the creative driving force behind what has been described as the coolest music venue in the Lowcountry, Almondaw Green. Welcome, Eddie.
Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you here today. You were born here, but you did spend some time in California, correct?
That's right. It is. Yeah, I was born on the Isle of Palms and some 54 years ago, almost to the day. And I have great memories of growing up on an island with a tight-knit family of people that got along probably better now than we do now. But that's true with most families. And it was a really fun time.
Now, how did you end up in California?
You know, my dad was also a dentist, and he was from a little place called Pamplico, South Carolina, where my parents met. And he was a country guy, first kid in his family to go to college. And he was like number one in everything he ever did. He went to the Citadel and then Emory, went back to Pamplico and almost starved. And then I think in 1956 or 7, he moved to Charleston, became a dentist with a very well-established dentist downtown, moved his family over to the Isle of Palms. And he was kind of like a lot of dentists, got kind of burnt out and doing the regular dentistry thing, and decided he wanted to do root canals, which were back then just something that normally didn't happen, nor did they work well. And he decided he wanted to be a microbiologist to better understand the inside of a tooth and how bacteria work and all that. And he moved his little country family to Los Angeles, California in 1966, and the family's never been the same since.
That is a big difference.
It's a big difference. It was really, for me though, and I was 6 years old, so I didn't know anything. I was just there. We talked a little differently, but we lived in student housing for UCLA, and it was such a multicultural environment, and it really shaped who I am today. And I would come back. The great thing about it was, living in Los Angeles, I would come back every summer to a little town called Ainer, South Carolina, and I would work on a tobacco farm. And I didn't realize it was UCLA, Upper Conway, Lower Ainer. So I was really going from one UCLA to the other. Of course, I had no memory of it. And other than, you know, stealing a truck full of watermelons and doing all kinds of crazy things and killing rats and chopping tobacco and being around all these great guys. I had a bunch of sisters, and I was looking for the brothers, and my cousins were all guys, and it was really a lot of fun.
Well, I was actually living in Northern California during that same time frame.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite shows was The Brady Bunch.
But yes.
I didn't get to meet Greg Brady. And I heard that your sister got to not only meet Greg Brady, but hang out with Greg Brady.
I have two sisters 2 years older than I am each. And so it's the oldest and the next one, and then me, and then the other two. And my sister that was 2 years older than I was, Kay, she loved to ride horses. And she discovered Topanga Canyon. And it turns out when she was maybe 9 or 10 years old, she would kind of cut school and thumb to Topanga Canyon and hang out with Greg Brady and ride horses with him. And it was always kind of a giggle to talk about that. But she was pretty passionate about it then and now to do things differently.
Well, and I think you're somewhat similar to your sister.
I could be. Not with horses, but you're right.
Yes. So you ended up following in your father's footsteps, becoming a very respected dentist here in Mount Pleasant. Tell me about that.
You know, I remember in the 11th grade, I went to Wando High School. When we moved back to from California, we lived in a brand new subdivision called Snee Farm. There were 5 houses. And I literally rode my mini bike to school in the 7th grade at what was then Von Collins, it's now James B. Edwards. And I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I loved being a farmer. My dad gave me some great advice. He said, you know, you can always farm for fun. And I didn't want to be a dentist because he seemed terribly frustrated about everything he did. But one day I said, what am I going to do? I sure as heck don't want to get a job. And I said, if I wanted to be a dentist, what should I do? And he said, you should go to Furman University. I didn't have any idea what Furman University was. And you should consider that and then try to get into the medical university. And somehow I squeaked through, and here I am some 30 years later, still wondering what I'm going to do.
Well, tell us about dentistry, since our audience is boomers today. Where are we now with dentistry?
Dentistry is so counterintuitive, and I really enjoy people with everything I do, and thank God, because if you don't like people, you don't want to do healthcare the way I do it. I practiced right out of dental school, again, not knowing what I wanted to do and being far too immature to do any of it. My dad had some great friendships, and fortunately I was able to interact with people on a good level, and I was good with my hands, which is good. You can't fake being an artist. You can't fake being nice. So it helps to have a little bit of all that. And I started a practice. It was really the premier practice in Charleston called Restorative Dentistry with 2 fabulous people that are no longer living. And I worked with them for about 10 years as an associate. And I wanted to come to Mount Pleasant for a number of reasons. And I found a place in the middle of nowhere in everybody thought was Ondaw, right at the intersection of Highway 41 and 17, the center of town now.
Right.
And when I did that, I always I had great training because I had to fix a lot of problems and I knew how to do stuff with prosthetic dentistry, which is the replacement of teeth. But when I opened my shop, I just took the skills I had learned and brought them there. And I learned that dentistry is totally counterintuitive. It's just not what you think it is. A tooth's a bone with glass on it. And when I started looking at teeth closer and looking at people, it became less of a procedural-oriented thing into just a health thing. And as you may know, if your teeth aren't healthy, it's rare that you're healthy. And when I started exploring how to get people healthy and do what I call minimal, conservative, non-extreme, no BS dentistry, it really became different for me. And I think as you grow as a person, you grow as a professional, and it opened this door up into how can I help the person with all these damn teeth, excuse my French, that need these procedures. And I found most of my friends don't even have gas money to go to the dentist, much less fix their teeth. And I realized that minimal dentistry makes a lot of sense to me. And I started approaching dentistry like I do the rest of my life, trying to figure out if people are grumpy. If somebody's grumpy, I can't help them. I can try, but it just doesn't work. And then I realized that I could fix teeth real well, but teeth aren't what people think they are. And so what I try to do is give people more information so they can make better decisions and hopefully do less dentistry in their mouth. And of course, it's all about getting their mouth healthy because bleeding gums can and will kill you. As you may or may not know, health starts many times with just getting your mouth healthy, is where your gums aren't bleeding. I also tell people things like, if you don't floss, you're dumb or lazy and you're probably not dumb. And, you know, just don't ignore your teeth. And if something small happens, like you can't bite on a tooth for instance, don't wait till it hurts. It's never easy. But there's things about your teeth that don't make sense until you look at them closely and you learn more. And I found people that want to be told what to do as opposed to understanding what's going on and finding the small nuances to allow them to help themselves. There's some very few things you need to know. It makes it easier for everyone. And I like it. I just do it every day. I don't even think about it. It just happens.
Well, certainly what you're doing is made Seaweed Dentistry very well known and very successful.
Thank you.
So somehow you've gone from also having the practice Seaweed Dentistry, your band dad, husband, father. In 2005, you made a purchase that has changed this next course of your life. What was that?
Right. It kind of started with that. It started really in 1991, in 89, when Hurricane Hugo hit. My wife and I were living on Sullivan's Island, and we realized that we wanted to spend more time a little bit out and maybe enjoy the wilderness and maybe raise our kids and things like that. So I bought 100 acres in the middle of nowhere in the wilderness on Echaw Creek up in the Francis Marion National Forest. And part of my life was over there. So we were living on Sullivan's Island. We bought our heavily mortgaged dream house and built it up there on Darrell Creek right around 2000. And then I was looking for a piece of property to convert into something I could do with music and something I could make a little small business out of. And I convinced two of my friends, Phil Hardwick and Jason Cohen, my fellow dentist and root canal dentist, best root canal dentist in the world, in my opinion, and my good friend Phil, to buy this piece of property with me. And we had been doing some house shows, which means you bring an artist to your house and have some music and everybody gets together, you hug and kiss and listen to music and have a great time, drink some wine and beer. And all of a sudden this thing started where I started meeting these incredible human beings. They were musicians. And we started doing this show on Wednesdays that developed into what's now the Barn Jam, which is a highly connective original music show that happens every 6 to 10 at the Seaweed Outpost. And it's been incredible how it's transformed my life. In 2005, we bought the property. We started doing things about 2008 or so. And some 6 or 8 years later, we're still doing it. We're very proud of it. And we've literally helped thousands and thousands of people get off their couch to meet other human beings around music. That's really what it's all about. But we've also connected good people to good causes through music. And we've raised money for all the philanthropic organizations in town and other great things like the Wando Band and the Cario Band and all this great stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I know it is. I've been, and my family's been, and we enjoy it very much. So Almond Dog Green has grown basically from some folks around a campfire.
That's it.
To this event now that's so well known in our community where hundreds of people gather.
Right.
So you're getting people off their couches, you're helping them get together, but you're also helping local musicians or maybe musicians that really we don't even know about locally.
Right.
How does that happen?
Right. You know, it happens because of me and you and the trash guy and somebody next door, one of my dental patients. And I found that almost under every rock, and that's a joke because there's not many rocks in the low country, there's a musician. And so what we really do is we connect these musicians to people that like original music or that will appreciate original music or at least come out and hear it. And it's a non-bar atmosphere. So it happens from 6 to 10, which is important for a lot of families. We've kept it very family friendly. We focus it on the original music. And we've literally developed an international clientele of musicians that have heard we have an outdoor listening room. And the concept of a listening room is incredibly powerful because people are focusing on the music itself and not just going to a bar to pick up something or this or that. It happens anyway. But we've been able to develop this artist awareness that if you are in Michigan and you want to come south, we can give you a Wednesday gig and potentially connect you to better paying gigs in the region from Wilmington to Savannah to Atlanta to Asheville. And it's so powerful. Artists appreciate people listening to their music. And so when I've been talking to them for 3 or 4 months and they climb out of their van Wednesday at 7 for an 8 o'clock performance, and there's several hundred people out under these oak trees with all these killer campfires and these dogs and goats running around with this professional sound system, it is magic. And the good folks at the Siwi Outpost, that is the best store in America, make it all happen.
They certainly do, as well as you and everybody else associated with
it. I'm the top bottle washer is what I do.
You worked with musicians and you're out there in the community and you're doing charity benefits, but you also have Allendale Green, not just at the Siwi Outpost. Allendale Green has really reached out into other partnerships in the community. Talk about that.
Yeah. I don't think you can name a philanthropic organization in the Lowcountry that we haven't helped. About 10 years ago, I became a board member for something called the Siwi Association, and it's a friends group for the Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge and the Francis Marion National Forest. And they asked me to do this because of an environmental ed program that happened in the fifth grade at Pinckney Elementary that my kids were in. It's called Earth Stewards. And they wanted me to be, I just showed too much enthusiasm. Same thing with the Wando Band that Rebecca and I know all too well. But what I did was I started this. They wanted to have an event, or I came up with this idea to have an event that would be a membership drive around something cool like an oyster roast and a musical event. So we called it the Music and Oysters for Wildlife. And the very first one we did 10 years ago, by the way, it's this year at the Siwi Outpost, January 10th. And you can go on siwiassociation.org or on Facebook. But what I did was we brought some musicians. One of my friends played with the Blue Dogs, a guy named Greg Walker, and I invested in a little bit of gear for him. And then it just grew into this amazing event rental company called Stage Presence. It was a part of Other Brother Entertainment. And we bought stages and tents and dance floors and all this other stuff, tables and chairs. So it's everything an event needs. And so as I've grown with my Allendale Green thing, all these incredible people come out and they say, wow, I've never seen anything like this. What can I do? And I'm like, well, what do you do? And next thing you know, they're building a website or they're part of this philanthropic organization that Charleston has. There's so many good people in Charleston want to help. They just don't know how. And we're able to direct them. So with my event rental company that I developed, we're able to bring all these incredible musicians that we've integrated with to these events to enhance the events and make them have more impact. And we're all over the Lowcountry, and it's awesome.
Well, I can see why one of your volunteers has described you as a conductor, because you are out there conducting many very important and contributing factors of the Lowcountry, your practice and your rental company and Allendale Green. And I know the most important aspect of your life, most important part of your life, is your family.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it should be. What do you do for fun?
You know, we do nothing. The unstructured time with the family is the most important time. Again, I have this wilderness compound that I drag my kids out to sometimes, and we kayak, and I like to turn over logs and look for salamanders is what I like to do. I like to wander off and forget what I'm doing and come back 3 hours later and do nothing. But my kids are great. They're musicians, and they go to Furman, and now one has a job at Blackbaud, and my 13-year-old, I'm going to be back in the Wando Band in just next year.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see you back there. So thank you so much for being here, Eddie. To learn more about Eddie and the Siwi Dentistry, visit his website at siwidentistry.com.
It's siwidental.com.
Okay, siwidental.com, yeah. S-E-W-E-E, right. dental.com. And to learn more about Allendale Green and what's going on every Wednesday night out there, simply go to www.allendalegreen.com. Thank you again for being with Let's Talk Boomers, Eddie.
Thank
you. Nice to have you.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back right after this break.
Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. I want to thank everyone who emailed me after our show last week with your comments. I'm so glad you found the show entertaining and informative. For those of you who missed it, last week's guest was Trek Mount Pleasant owner Ben Gruber, who gave us lots of information about we, boomers, how we can stay in shape cycling. If you missed the show, remember you can find it archived on letstalkboomers.com. Well, this is time now for our events in less than five. It's a segment talking about Lowcountry events boomers need to know, and we're going to talk about it in less than 5 minutes. So here we go, listeners. As boomers, it's never too soon to think about ways we can age in place. A great way to get information for ourselves or our loved ones is the annual South Carolina Aging in Place event, The Gifts of Aging. This will be Tuesday, October 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m., when a celebration and recognition of individuals in our community is going to happen at the Gifts of Aging Awards, and it will be at Charlestown Landing in the beautiful Founders Hall building. There will be guest speakers, hors d'oeuvres, and wine, and it's free. Reservations are required, though, so just call 402-CARE, that's the Roper St. Francis Healthline, or visit www.scaipc.org. And be prepared to be scared at the ever-popular Boone Hall Fright Night at Boone Hall Plantation, 17 North in Mount Pleasant. Celebrate Halloween with a creepy night of fright. Come experience a Wicked Woods, Hayride, the Frightmare Factory, Zombie Town, and Twisted Terror in 3D. You're never too old for something like this, boomers. I promise it will be fun. And check out the website, BooneHallFrightNights.com. It is scary. And you can purchase your tickets as well at the website, if you dare. And for us music lovers, the Charleston Jazz Orchestra will be performing Swing Electric on Saturday, October 25th, so a week from today, at the Charleston Music Hall on John Street in Charleston. This performance will celebrate the swing era and will be conducted in two sets. The first set begins at 5 o'clock, and the second set begins at 8. The Charleston Jazz Orchestra is a 20-piece big band made up of many of the finest musicians right here in the Lowcountry. It is a wonderful night of music. I've gone several times with my family. It's truly an entertaining evening. Tickets begin at only $25, and more information can be found at charlestonjazz.com. And to hear live local music in a beautiful outdoor setting of oaks and pine trees, check out the ever-popular Awandaw Green Barn Jam behind the Siwi Outpost General Store this Wednesday, actually every Wednesday, beginning at 6 p.m. till 10. Admission is only $5, and food trucks are available. It is a BYOB event and very family-friendly event with even tree swings for the youngsters, or us boomers as well. So pack up your portable chairs and coolers. Visit awandawgreen.com for more information. And when we return from our break, we're going to hear from longtime dentist Eddie White, a boomer who is the creator and driving force for the immensely popular and very successful Awandaw Green. You are listening to Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Caldwell Bankers United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. We'll be right back.